I'm Richard Pyatt. Welcome to Community Matters for Saturday, April 13, 2024, made possible by Lakeview Ford Lincoln. Coming up, the status of the EV market and Marshall.
Ford is very confused about the acrimony in Marshall and Marshall Township.
And who should attend the upcoming Miles for Memories research update?
Anybody who has questions as it relates to dementia in general.
But first, our periodic check-in with the Calhoun County Board of Commissioners happens right now with Vice Chair Steve Frisby. Welcome back, Steve.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So our April meeting was, if you've been following along and heard us in March, we talked a little bit about the April meeting being the equalization report meeting, which happens in April by law. And so it did.
Yep. And it always happens on the second Tuesday of the month in April, and that's by constitution. So it's our only Tuesday meeting, always in April. We get to hear from the Equalization Department of what's going on.
And what does that really mean, Steve?
So what that means is what's going on with home sales, what's going on with farm sales and values and taxable value versus equalized value. And those can be very confusing at times. So they create a report that shows the value that then sets, you know, the taxes are set already. It shows what we could expect and every local government should be able to expect in revenue. So really, it helps you in that revenue projection side to understand where you're headed in the next 12 months as far as revenue from taxing of parcels and homes and business sites and firm sites. So it's a great tool to know where you're headed.
And an important one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Got to have some kind of notion for what the budget's going to be like.
Yep.
And this, of course, has the interest of homeowners in Calhoun County because this means something to them, too, as it relates to values of their own properties.
Oh, yeah. And Tom Scott, our deputy director of equalization, gave the report. Matt Hansen's the director. He's a level four, which are in short supply across the state. So we contract him and actually share him, Matt Hansen, with Kalamazoo County, because you have to have that level when you have industrial. What Tom Scott said was it just proves that the home values are continuing to be a very hot market. It's steady. The prices are increasing, not hugely, but they're still climbing. And what that means, if you're selling your home, you're probably going to get more than you paid for it. If you're buying a home, you can anticipate that you're going to pay a little bit more. So It's how that market works, and it helps establish people in the market of where they should be if they're going to sell their home.
It's kind of funny because it really depends on what part of the market you're in. Sometimes when you look at these things, for example, the house I bought in Kalamazoo County in 1998, I bought it for $80,000. And I looked the other day and it has a value now of
$200,000. Yeah, just a little bit of equity in that home, right?
That's right. And if you look at it from maybe a blinders kind of view, you say, boy, look at this. This is right. Remember when we used to get a house for $90,000 or $80,000? And now look at it. But That's that's why we buy real estate, right?
Yeah.
So we can make a significant investment in our.
It is often one of the most biggest value in anybody's retirement portfolio is the value of their home, which they often end up selling because it's bigger than they need, or they're moving someplace else, or, you know, downsizing. So it can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. The bad thing is your taxes go up based on the value. The good thing is we don't raise the tax rate. The taxes go up naturally because of the value of the home.
Right. And so when we look at this report and we hear Tom Scott talk about these things and we see that values are going up, generally, that's what we want.
Yeah. I mean, most owners want their property values to increase so that when they get to that point of they can make a decision to sell or not, that they do have equity in their homes. And a stagnant market is no good. So we're growing, the value is growing. We're now $6.6 billion in total real estate and personal property and equalized value in Calhoun County.
Wow.
That's a lot of coin right there. And, you know, we can incorporate the new solar fields that are in place in Convis and Sheridan are going in, and One's going into Lee pretty soon. Big one down in Burlington as well. Those drive values up. So what's good about those is they help support the tax base as well. So, you know, it's not inherent upon all of the homeowners in Calhoun County. It spreads that taxable base out. And as long as you don't increase your spending a whole heck of a lot, the natural taxes, tax increase collections should help cover what's going on.
Anything that was unusual to you or surprising in the 2024 report?
No, not, I don't think so. Just because, you know, I sold a house recently, and so I understood the market a little bit. I was shocked too and got quite a bit of money out of a home that I had purchased. And not that long of a time, but total taxable value is up 13.7%. It's a little higher than I thought it would be. So, but the home property sales are the, what drive those values. They're not necessarily somebody, you know, the guy that's going out, the assessor, it's they look at comparable sales and they have to do that legally. So they're looking at what's sold in your neighborhood that's comparable and putting the value based on that. So it's a real value because the somebody in the market said, I'll pay you that for your piece of property. So it's not a perfect system, but it works fairly well. Again, it's a big tool for government to know where their revenue is headed in the next 12 months.
We hear a lot, Steve, about the notion that we don't have enough housing stock. And if Blue Oval is going to eventuate, for example, we'll need more if we want to set the table for what we really want to happen, which is those workers to live here and drive not far to their place of employment. If we do that, we broaden the base of available housing. Does that threaten the overall value? Does it dilute it?
I don't think so, because demand usually makes the prices go up, right? Yeah. So if something is in higher demand, that keeps prices high. If you dilute it too far, you will drive down values because you'll have a bunch of empty homes that just don't sell. So you have to balance that out. And, you know, that's really up for a developer to figure out, not government. I mean, there's developments going on down in Tecumseh area of private homes. There's developments that are going on in the Marshall area of private homes. Just had an influx of $1.3 million to help drive affordable housing in Battle Creek. There's all kinds of things going on in the market. And I'm a big fan of let the market drive it, because like in the Marshall and Tecumseh settings, a developer sees that and goes, hey, I have an opportunity to, in a business sense, make a win here. I'll strike it while the market's hot. I'll build these homes that I think I can sell in this price range.
Yeah.
And presto, they build a bunch of homes and yep, they sell them. So that stimulates others to go, wow, that's really good. What's the demand going to be? And you have to measure that out. When is Blue Oval going to be online? How many final jobs are there going to be? What's the growth around it? I think impacts it just as much, if not more. Is there growth in Battle Creek? I'm sure we'll see it in Battle Creek. Is there growth in Albion? I'm sure we'll see it there. Northern Branch County stands to gain quite a bit if they do it right. And somebody says, hey, I want to sell this big piece of acreage for you to develop. Or a developer says, I want to buy it. Somebody could, you know, potentially make some good money and have some nice homes in Northern Branch County.
We had a realtor on the program just a few weeks ago who said, maybe we ought to have an incentive program just like or similar to the incentive for Blue Oval to situate here. Maybe we need some kind of incentive for builders to build in Calhoun County. And here's why he said that. He said they can make more money in other counties, so they might elect to build there instead.
Yeah. Incentives are a double-edged sword, right? Because it's taxpayer dollars supporting it.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of building infrastructure to support housing developments. That's great. Build roads, build water, sewer, all of those things that they need to be shovel ready. That's great. But the property themselves, not sure I'm a great big fan of incentives to do that, but support it all around. And some of that's the most expensive part of building these days is that infrastructure, water, sewer, and roads. So it's a fine line and a balance. But if you have property that's ready to be developed, it's kind of like what we did as a county, made the Blue Oval spot ready. Some of it was in design. Other parts of it were in preparation. If they have to stop and do all the infrastructure and clear all the trees and flatten and install the roads and all that stuff, it does become more expensive for the builder and developer to do it. So their profit margins are not as big, and they look at it and go, yeah, I'll go to the next county that will help me out a little bit. So balancing that out, you know, how does everybody come out ahead?
Well, look at this. It's going to be May before we know it. We're back on our two meeting Thursday night cadence by then.
Yes, first and third Thursday.
Anything coming up that particularly sparks an interest for you that you'll be watching?
The biggest announcement on Tuesday was, hey, we're going to start hot mix asphalt pothole patching on Monday. Contracted crews and some of our road workers will be out there going to work on what you know is always the worst part of the season in April, pothole heck. And, you know, if you're a brand new commissioner, you're going through your first April, and you represent some rural places, you get an earful. And let me tell you, they're not the, everybody on the commission gets an earful about the commission of roads in April. And I don't blame them. They're in bad shape. But hot mix asphalt plants opening up. Those contractors will be in, and they hope to have the majority of it done in 6 to 8 weeks. They're going to start off in Lee and I believe Marengo up in that part of the woods of Calhoun County, and which are some of the worst shape roads right now, and get those back into shape so that we can drive down them safely. Mm-hmm. And they'll just keep rotating 2 to 3 townships at a time until it's all done.
We wait anxiously for those asphalt plants to get going so this can move.
Yep. The other thing is we're seeing communities are putting value on having public safety, specifically police presence. And Sheridan Township just decided to enter into an agreement with the sheriff's department to have a deputy out there part-time, and mm-hmm. they'll pay for that. They'll pay for that deputy and all the costs associated with it. So smaller communities are looking at it and saying, hey, we want some dedicated coverage, police presence in our township. That's a good thing moving forward for Sheridan.
Well, and this seems like a reasonable step because it's not a situation in which they're prepared to hire their own department.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the cost of doing it and replicating that is crazy. Why not join forces with an existing staff like Sheriff Steve Hinckley's staff and get some things done? So, mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to May and we'll catch up with you then.
I appreciate it. Have a great week.
Vice Chair Steve Frisbee, Calhoun County Board of Commissioners, with this update on Community Matters.